We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's OMF on EEI.
Here we go. Victory formation. The Bucks are going to win the divisional round. We'll be the only visiting team to win in the divisional round. And the Buccaneers will head to Green Bay, Wisconsin, and a ticket to the NFC Championship game. My goodness, this will be our fourth NFC Championship game appearance. Back in 79, in 99, 2002, and here in 2021. How about them Buccaneers?
Victory formation.
You know, is that the only like football radio guy that actually sounds like a baseball guy?
He does sound like a baseball guy.
A lot of baseball guys sound like that guy.
Or squirted off the end of the bat to first
to win in the divisional round.
But most football guy announcers, like, they just talk normal, don't they?
But I think it's hilarious.
I was here the whole time in 2001.
I kind of like it.
1-2 to Escobar.
My goodness, this will be our fourth NFC Championship game appearance.
That's the one that gets me, the fourth.
In the
He's
history.
He's all excited about it. In the history.
Versus 0-2.
That kind of is proof for lose argument.
Yes.
Like, oh, we've only been to four. They're so hungry and desperate that they'll eat and be happy with anything you provide them.
Yes.
How about them Buccaneers?
They've been wandering the desert for 40 days and 40 nights, and suddenly somebody says, you want something to drink?
Why can't you guys see that, though?
Like, they're about excited. They're excited this week.
Mentality.
They won't be next week if they
I'm
lose.
Just saying, like, the Patriot mentality has been like, this isn't enough. Where they're at right now, this isn't enough. I understand that's in Brady's DNA because he's been here forever. But Tampa Bay, like, they got nothing. Their team is a joke. You know, they finally get rid of those orange unis. They go to the Super Bowl. They get there. They win it. But then since then, 0-2. You get to the playoffs in 07 and lose. They haven't won a playoff game since 2002.
Yeah, but they were built for a slim.
And you think they're going to be disappointed? Or they're going to be
window.
Think this year's
yes.
a failure?
Yes.
They'll be disappointed. There's a difference.
Yes.
But do you think they'll think it's a failure?
No, I think they'll look at it and say, we got one more year to do it, fellas. One more year to do it. But after 2 years, if they don't do it, yes, it's a failure because you were all in to win over the two-year period.
All right,
here's Dakota and Braintree. Dakota.
Uh-oh.
Anything more ridiculous being said on the radio, and normally it's just Glenn Ordway. Okay,
and
no, Glenn, let me see. This is like the worst thing I've ever heard since like people like you maybe saying Grady Little was a good baseball manager. Okay,
I never said
and that. Not in any shape or form can you say that Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay, getting to an NFC championship game, is a failure. I don't even care if he gets back there next year. You can't say it a failure. This Tampa Bay team was terrible. Terrible.
Because
had a
of the
bunch of losers.
That is so not true. They had one loser. They had one
who
loser.
That, Christian, who is that?
I want to eat a W. I want to eat a W.
The quarterback.
That guy.
Okay, wait a minute.
He's the big,
so
and he's gone.
So, Bill Plymouth, aren't you are what you are? Isn't your record who you are? So, everybody on that team had a losing record. They're all losers.
Come on. Everybody knew what they were. Look at their skilled position players
and
what they had for talent. We were envious
here good wide
in New England.
Lou, I really feel bad
Thank
for you. This is the, like, you got both of them now telling you that this is an absolute failure.
Yes.
Well, listen,
Welcome to my world.
A great accomplishment individually by Tom Brady at age 43 to play at this level. Nobody has ever done it before. Who knows? Maybe nobody will ever play at this level again. All right? That we agree with. But if you're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you went all in to win. That's what you did. And so now, if you don't this year, you got an excuse. You got one more year to do it. If you don't then, I'm sorry. You can't sit there and say, well, we tried. It was, you know, we did well.
You know, it's not the destination. It's the journey. Yeah, you exactly. know, we're all better people
you
for
guys
it.
Are.
Man, think of all the sure. friendships and relationships. I really affected a lot. You know, Bruce Arians says I'm a great coach and a great teacher. He sees that I can teach and coach, and I never got to do that. So even if I don't win, it's a plus for me.
You guys exactly. actually think that because you have two good wide receivers, you're a good football team. And that's basically what everybody said.
Two good wide receivers.
You had two good wide receivers, and everybody thought they were a great football team. Glenn, you've been telling all offseason, for Christ's sakes, you're telling me how bad the offensive line is.
Yeah,
how they're one of the worst in football. And then you're telling me how bad the defense is. And then you don't think it's going to work. And you think it's going to be a problem.
I
think it's going to be hard. And I know,
I've admitted it all year long.
But that's your opinion.
Wrong.
And now look how far they've gone. You're already wrong. And now you've doubled down and saying they got to get to the Super Bowl and win it.
I mean, Devin White is a hell of a player.
Love
he had
Devin
a major
White.
Impact on that game yesterday.
This
major
is the eighth time you've mentioned Devin White.
He was unbelievable. You don't think he was? You don't think he was the best player on the field
he
yesterday?
He was very good.
He was the best
very
player on the field yesterday.
He's he had got
the
his guy.
Impact.
He
got
Darren
guy.
In Rhode Island. Darren.
Yep. When he gets a guy, well, he just
guy.
Wears
I like
him
this
out.
Guy. This guy's good. Darren, go ahead.
Hey, how are you? Excuse that guy. I just did a quick Google search of. Pro team selling out, and the Tampa Bay 2020 Buccaneers were the first search result.
Yeah. There you go.
I mean, think about it. When you think of the criteria, think of the criteria, Lou.
Yeah.
You sign every big name, and do you know where the Super Bowl is this year?
Yes.
Tampa. That yes. is selling out 101. You sign a 43-year-old quarterback, your window is 1 to 2 years.
Of course it
there is. There's never been a better example of a team selling out.
You know,
sorry.
Darren, I just typed in NFL teams selling out, and all I got was a bunch of attendance rankings.
Because nobody would put them selling out. They signed Brady. They improved their quarterback position. Like, selling out is like what's maybe Seattle. What'd they do? Give up 3 first-round picks because they thought Jamal Adams would help them win a Super Bowl. Or what the L.A. Rams have done for years.
By
trading for all these great... Yeah,
they did it for one
yeah,
year.
Yeah, and it kind of hurt them with draft picks, but then they made other trades. But still...
Well, Brady's the equivalent of that. Gronk is the equivalent of that.
They're $10 million under the cap.
Antonio Brown... Well, what? They were smarter.
I know.
Look at this. Well, they were smarter about their money.
They didn't trade a draft
But they did
pick.
The same thing.
They didn't trade one draft
because
pick
Because they were smarter and they had a different set of circles. They still went all in.
I know. Week 8, they brought Antonio Brown, who hasn't played in a year and a half. They brought in Gronk, who hasn't played in a year. They brought in Fournette, who nobody wanted. They gave him a million.
If they would have went out and signed Cam Newton, I would have said they don't care about winning. If they would have went out and signed Teddy Bridgewater, I would have said, nah, that's not it either. He's not a proven winner. He doesn't have a long, distinguished background
of
winning and taking subpar teams and making them great.
Which is what Brady's done. NFC title game.
They had a guy that coughed up the ball 39 times last year, and they went out and got a guy who was proven over the last 20 years. He is as good a protector of the football at that position as you're ever going to find. Here's Danny and Quincy. Danny.
Hey, Lou, did Curt Schilling come to the Red Sox to win a wild card series or a divisional series? I mean, he said it on the TV commercial. He was coming to win a championship.
What, Danny, real quick. No, just, I know, you
want
to bring that up.
Good job.
It's an excellent point. Excellent point, because I was on the 0-3 team. Were we 7-9 when Schilling signed?
Championship or bust?
No, I'm just curious. Were we 7-9, or do we have the lead going into the ninth inning of game 7 of the ALCS? I'm sorry.
Before I get to the Saints,
that's
don't cut me off, Glenn.
Stupid comparison.
I called you last week, and I told you about the Saints. I watched five games in the regular season.
So.
I watched the game against the Bears, and I told you Drew Brees was, quote, a shell of himself. The guy's got 11 broken ribs, okay? 11 broken. It never got brought up. I knew he was going to do it. I told you that was going to happen, and you're laughing off the air. Okay? 3 drives by the box.
Just normally laugh.
4 yards, 20 yards, and 40 yards. Okay? Brees got into the red zone twice. Came away with 6. There's your ball game, brother. There's your friggin' ball game.
Yeah, Brees played the worst game of the season.
And by the way, I'm sorry, go ahead. What?
Brees played the worst game of the season. I guess you were counting on
of his season.
He played a terrible game against the Bears.
Not
I
as
told
bad as
you
this.
That. I watched the games. Do you guys watch?
Did he throw 3 interceptions?
No, we don't watch the games.
No.
We rely on you.
John,
we rely on you to tell us what happened.
Danny, which Chicago game did he throw 3 picks? I'm just
the
curious.
Picks weren't he was stuck in the mud against the Bears.
Which one?
7-3 for how many 3 quarters in that game? He was terrible. You know, you get little indications about trends. I also said the NFC was a weak conference. It's the weakest conference. Probably, I can't remember, last year was much stronger. And by the way, Tampa Bay had a much tougher schedule last year. They played San Francisco, they played Seattle, they played the Titans, they played Houston, so, they also played the Saints twice, who finished 13-3.
So Tampa Bay continues with this easy path to the Super Bowl, as you put it, by going to Lambeau and playing the MVP Rodgers. So they should win that game too, right?
Pushover. Why not? The pushover, right? You got an easy game.
We said it's the easiest path Brady's ever had.
Yeah. Here's Alan Everett. Al?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Al.
Hey, listen, Lou.
Yes.
Stick to your guns. Stick to your guns, Lou. And just before I start on Danny. Hey, Danny, you are wrong. You are wrong, Danny. Stop it. You're embarrassing yourself.
Brady's a push face.
Lou Maloney, stick to your guns.
I will.
I love Ben. Christian, I love you. I love you, Glenn. I don't know what you guys got going on. I don't know what you got going on. But I think it's, you know what it is, Lou? They would have to admit to you right now how wrong they were about Bill Belichick. That's what this is all
See,
about.
Oh, here we go. So predictable.
Here we go. Glenn,
so
Glenn,
predictable.
You're glossing over it. You're glossing. 7 years ago, he was 37 years old. And Lou.
Belichick?
The coach and GM made a monumental blunder. He tried to replace a guy 7 years too early, and that's why Tom Brady is no longer a Patriot.
Al.
You going to deny that?
No, Al, listen. You and I are on the same page.
You guys go, and let me answer back.
Hey.
But answer that question, Christian.
I don't know what the question is. Hold on. Please. Everybody, shut up. Jesus.
Let me say this. Al, next time you send sandwiches, just send them to me, okay? Because these two guys, they don't know what they're talking about.
Just what is the question in 10 seconds? Go.
Does Bill Belichick suck?
The question is, Christian and Glenn, 7 years ago, was it a monumental blunder?
Was it a monumental blunder?
History lesson.
The New England Patriots to draft Brady's replacement, because that's the
reason why. It wasn't a monumental failure.
Tom Brady is gone. That's when it all started.
No,
that's
I don't think so. No.
You don't think so?
No, listen, they got.
Wait, did just
wait.
The opposite.
They got rid of him.
He played
put
great.
A fire in his.
They got rid of him. Look what Aaron Rodgers is doing. You know who should get an award?
Jordan Love.
Jordan Love should get an award because really, that's really all it took. It just took, you know, a little bit of just, I don't even want to call it humility. We're out to get you, Aaron. We know you're done, Aaron, when he'd been playing great even after that. But they're preparing for the future without Aaron Rodgers. So what does he do? I'll tell you what, the Green Bay Packers are going to find themselves in the same exact position that the Patriots were in a couple years ago.
So I
same position.
I love this. When they bring somebody that's the future quarterback, people sit there and say, it's a huge blunder. Why did the Patriots do it? Then when they're caught in the situation they're in now, without having a quarterback for the future, and they have to go out and get Cam Newton, people are sitting there, why didn't they plan better and get somebody as a backup?
See, this is ridiculous.
Right.
It's a weird situation.
Stick with your guns,
Brady.
Al.
Brady's getting credit for the win, not because of how well he played.
He didn't play that well.
Well, he didn't play terrible. He didn't really. You know, he just kept it clean.
What he brought to that locker room
is what he brought. Exactly what he brought to the locker room.
He was the coach. Lucas.
How
we know
he,
coach
how
slack.
Like how good he is with the youth of today. He
the
should
youth.
Be. He's like he'd be some of those guys' dads. He could be the rookies, the young guys. He could be their father. He should act like their father. So
here's
he's
David.
Coaching them up.
Here's David. David's in New Hampshire. Next up here in EEI. What's up, Dave?
Hey, you guys just brought up a great point. Brady has the innate ability to make people care about winning. Those are all multi-million-dollar athletes, and he makes them care about winning. He after that offensive lineman had the false start or the encroachment penalty,
Tristan Wilfs,
and he pointed at him instead of letting the play go. That guy learned a lesson for the rest of his life. That holy crap, I was right. It was on the defense. But I could have got a better play out of it because he cares now, and Brady teaches that to the defense.
So
the
it's
defense
not just
middle of the road, and now they're better.
All right, so it's not just what Brady brings to the position. He's like the coach. Is that what you're telling me?
You heard Arians.
He's
like
coach. A mentor. He's exactly. He makes them care about winning.
Yes, he brought a winning attitude, and it's taken them to an NFC title game.
Right.
And they now learn how to win.
I'll give him that. A pretty bizarre statement by Bruce Arians, obviously taking some shots. So he talks with Peter King, And he's asked about Tom Brady, and he says, consummate leader, has been all year, got the air of confidence that permeates through our team every day. Here he goes, putting himself into the sentence, I allow him to be himself like New England didn't allow him to coach. I allow him to coach. I just sit back sometimes and watch.
Okay, there's a lot of things on this, and one other thing just hit me. We've read this a bunch of times today. So I allow him to coach. So obviously, Brady is venting and explaining the situation, either before he signed, during the season. Wow, this is so different, man. You let me do what I need to do.
Yep.
So Arians is just repeating it and paraphrasing it in his own words. He's just saying, yeah, you know what, listen, this other guy, I mean, all that's missing is Arians saying, well, Brady told me. We've had lots of talks.
No question.
This is something he was, let him coach. I let him do what, I let him be who he is. I let him spread his wings and fly. What is this? I mean, this is amazing. There's this
there was a
myth
report.
That nobody has any fun playing for the Patriots.
Nope.
And Teddy Bruschi can't be himself, and Willie McGinnis can't be himself, and, you know, nobody can joke around. Like, Lonnie Paxton, the dude was a long snapper.
I'm just saying.
He became a relevant player as
report.
A long snapper.
Gary Myers, out of New York, I believe, had that report talking about a deteriorating relationship between Brady and McDaniels. Now, no one's surprised. Brady publicly squashed it, right, during interviews, whatever. But part of it was Brady wanting more input into an offensive game plan. And it felt like the last couple of years did not have as much input maybe as he once did. And I can guarantee, like you just said, that Brady went down there and has talked to Bruce Arians about that, has talked to those guys, Byron Leftwich, about that. And this is the result of it, him coming out and saying, yeah, we allowed him to have more input, to coach, you know, be part of it more than maybe he did this last couple of years. Because you know Brady voiced that to him. He's not just making that up to give a shot to Bill Belichick. That wasn't just a shot out of nowhere. That came directly from Brady.
There's no question. But the fact that Bruce Arians, who people question during the course of this season, because the two, you know, so-called systems were kind of clashing, is basically bailing his ass out here by saying, I'm the one that allowed him to be himself. I'm the one that allowed him to coach.
Well, what about Rob Gronkowski? Yeah. Did you guys see that one?
Yeah, I did.
He sat down with Willie McGinnis, and he and Willie, two former Patriots, brought this point up as well.
Yeah, it sounds like a good environment, but it sounds like it's a little bit different. And the coaching styles are different. Personalities are different. Bruce Arians, Bill Belichick is different. What's one big difference you see between the coaches?
They're both great coaches for sure. I love getting coached up. But one of the biggest things is I would just say, you know, the freedom of just being yourself with the coaches. You know what I mean, Willie?
Oh, I know what you mean, man. You know, come on. I've been there and I left. I've been to other places.
Freedom!
To be yourself. Willie said, I know exactly what you're talking about. Because I played there and then went to other places, too. So I
would
exactly
say,
what
okay, can we just, have real talk right now? We just have real talk. Okay,
is that like a show?
Real talk.
Yeah, with Christian.
Yeah.
With
the only real restriction that I can honestly, you know, claim to be true is the militant-like way they want you to protect what you say. So that is what we're talking about. The only thing that they are really, really militant about is how you act with the media, what you say to the media, how you protect the team by not giving them bulletin board material. That is the only thing I can think of. The only thing. We didn't have some crazy curfew. They didn't, like, take away dessert if we played bad. They didn't sit there and take away our DirecTV, you know, or our cable boxes so we couldn't watch porn.
You have to finish your vegetables?
Exactly. Nobody was monitoring our sleep habits or telling us that. No, none of that happened. Like, none of it. So this is a personal thing for two red jacket guys who had that injury issues with Gronk. He wanted to act like a complete lunatic when he was young, and Bill restricting him. And Brady, hell, 20 freaking years? 20 freaking years. Most marriages don't last that long. Why would you think this would last so long? And I would say it gets less contentious. So, to me, this is nuts. To me, it's a myth.
Of course it's nuts. And within 4 or 5 games this season, Bruce Arians was going out there and throwing Tom Brady under the bus with some of the comments he was making. He was throwing it all on Tom.
Yeah, he doesn't do this in practice. On one hand, like he'll throw him under the bus in a second. On the other hand, he'll act like he's, you know, this is like the greatest place on earth. He's like, yeah, come one, come all. Come ahead, do whatever you want, be lazy, fall asleep in meetings, show up late to practice, miss curfew, drop balls, jump off sides, do whatever you want, and we're going to pay you. Like, who wins that way? Like, nobody wins that way.
Let's see if they win the Super Bowl. We'll find out. Here's Daniel in a truck next up. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I think we're bummed.
I think they're successful whether or not they won a Super Bowl. It's relative to the market they play in and the franchise they're playing for. Some franchises, it's you win the championship or it's a bust, but not Tampa Bay.
No, every franchise, it's about winning the championship.
Not as much as here. Come on,
every
you know that.
Place, it's about winning the championship. If they don't do it in 2 years in Tampa and they go down to the bottom and they're a 3-win team again, nobody's going to be happy there, Daniel.
No, I know, but some people just live in the moment. You think Cleveland right now, think Cleveland looks at this season as like such a failure?
No, Cleveland's on their way up, but Tampa Bay is because they have a young quarterback and a lot of young players. This team has a quarterback who literally has 2 years, another year left, and that's it. They got to win.
Yeah.
We're finding out what it's like without having a quarterback here in New England, are we not? It's a little difficult.
If Aaron Rodgers somehow, some way, became a New England Patriot, wouldn't everybody in here say, "Oh my God, we're going to the Super Bowl"?
Yes.
Oh my God, we're going
Absolutely.
Back. Oh yeah, we're back in. We're back in the game.
Absolutely.
Let me see if Russell Wilson.
With this roster? No.
Stay with me here. I'm kind of in imagination. I got Rogers, 1 foot in imagination.
Reigning
the
MVP.
Point is the only reason. Exactly, and then the Tampa Bay Bucs have the best quarterback to ever play the game.
Brady is 3 years removed from like top 3-4 quarterback in the league. 2018, 2019, he was not a top 10 quarterback. They got a guy that knows how to win, a guy that's like the greatest of all time. Aaron Rodgers is going to win an MVP. If you tell me 4 years from now, Aaron Rodgers goes out there and is not in the top 10 in quarterback rating, percentages, whatever, just isn't who he is right now. In 4 or 5 years, if he shows up and the Patriots are still what they are, I'd say they got a chance to win to get to the playoffs, rather. Because they've improved their quarterback from a guy like Jameis Winston. But Brady is just, he's still a very good quarterback, but based on his standards, he's not one of the top three like he's always been pretty much throughout his career. He hasn't been a top 10 quarterback in 3 years.
That's fine.
What makes you think he's going to all of a sudden make you become a Super Bowl contender? Because you have two good wide receivers?
Because you obviously feel like his impact, his presence isn't as impactful as you used to be.
No, his presence is, but it's taking a... Does he look like he needs to learn how to win?
Okay, so do you have to be a top 10? Do you have to be a top 5 quarterback to win a Super Bowl?
You got to go show me the one that has
an argument,
I guess.
What are you talking about? There's tons of quarterbacks that were in the stats column were not top 5 quarterbacks. Were not MVPs. Like there's also other quarterbacks that went to the Super Bowl that did not win an MVP and they were not leading every statistical category. Let me ask you this, at the end of the season.
Because Tyler threw this out there. Tampa Bay Bucks went all in, right? They spent $32 million on defense. That's the lowest number in the entire football league. Does that sound like a team that's already going all in?
They already didn't go out and get anyone?
Wait,
they already had a good defense. They didn't need to be stupid.
They brought Sue back.
Because they didn't do the whole stupid Rams thing where we're going to give up all our assets and bring in all these older guys for 1 year.
If they made a trade for Jalen Ramsey.
And they already had a quarterback.
If they went out and got Jamal Adams and made trades for Jalen Ramsey, I'd say, whoa.
They had a quarterback.
Now they're mortgaging some future assets.
The one position that they needed was a tight end. Well, actually, they didn't even need a tight end.
No.
What they needed was a quarterback. And then they went ahead and went all in on an old quarterback when every stat in history shows you that it doesn't work out. But they said, you know what? We're doing it anyways. We're going to pay him. You could say that they overpaid him. They could say they overpaid Gronk, that they actually shouldn't have taken a flyer on Antonio Brown. Can't think of who else.
For a million and a half? Leonard Fournette for $2 million.
They shouldn't allow Alex Guerrero to be in the building.
You brought two guys basically out of retirement in Gronk and Antonio Brown.
Correct.
Like out of retirement. Right,
Antonio Brown's a
little. They weren't Pro Bowl years. Wait, they came out of retirement. Basically,
isn't that a sign of you're going? You're bringing these guys out of retirement to make this guy happy because you want to make sure you get the most out of him. So if what he needs is Gronk and Antonio in order to get the most out of everything, let's pay for him. So you're overpaying because you didn't need him. You had Brate and you had O.J. Howard.
Right.
Brate, I think, is actually playing really well.
He is. Mm-hmm.
And O.J. Howard, I mean, he just tore his Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
But you actually really didn't even need Gronk. What is Gronk? Gronk's not lighting it up.
He's a blocker.
Yeah, he's doing okay at that.
Right. So you brought in names. You brought in names.
He's a blocker.
If you brought
those three or four guys in 4 or 5 years ago, I'd say, whoa. But they just brought in names. You know, part of it is to keep the quarterback happy, but
that's it.
Names.
There you go. To keep the quarterback happy because it was all about the quarterback because that's your best chance of winning the whole thing. And listen, nobody's sitting here questioning 43-year-old Tom Brady, and did he not all prove the critics wrong that he could play at a high level at this age? But the reason he went there and the reason they were willing to take him in is because they looked at it and said, we've got talent on both sides of the ball. We don't have a quarterback. Matter of fact, we gave up the ball 39 times last year with a quarterback. We need to win. Yeah.
And he's still
you got to base it on whether they win or not.
You know, he's a very good quarterback. Good quarterback. But it's amazing. Like last night, I felt like the reaction was all directed towards Tom Brady. Meanwhile, the other guy is broken and done. You know what I mean? And he's 40. Like, he's just broken and done.
Well, he had
like,
a terrible
he looks
game.
Like Peyton Manning right now. You he know, does. Like the end of his career.
Game.
Meanwhile, the other guy's getting more attention, you know, more polarizing.
For doing less.
And just more criticism thrown his way. And the guy on the other side of the field was pathetic and looks awful. Can't even throw the football.
He can't throw the ball past 10 yards right now. And that was obvious in the way that they devised their plays for the game. Here's Hector in Midway. Hello, Hector.
Hey, guys. Fan of the show. How are you?
Good.
Good. How are you?
So, are we done talking about who is better, Tom Brady or Bill Belichick?
No, I think you
Tom
remember
Brady
it to be...
answer everybody.
No.
It makes no sense to talk about this. It's a silly, stupid argument to base this season on that. Didn't we say that at the beginning of the year, Hector? That Tom Brady is going to be based on this year and the year after because he's going to a pretty good team with skilled players. For Bill Belichick, the referendum is going to be over the next 3 or 4 years, 5 years, whether he can rebuild this organization without Tom Brady.
To the playoffs next year.
I do not.
3 or 4 years. He's going to be judged on 3 or 4 years. How can you not figure that out?
I'll say this. Brady's on his way of he's leading. I mean, what if Brady does
win? We said this before the season began, though, Lou, that you can't judge this season because it's going to look much better for Brady
this
year.
Okay, but I'm just saying if Brady goes to the Super Bowl, he's shown that he can do it without Bill. We all sat here and destroyed Bruce Arians all year long. I think he's a clown. So he's dragging a clown coach.
So you're judging.
The Super Bowl.
So Hector, you're going to judge Bill Belichick on the first year of the rebuilding, correct?
Of course.
That's ridiculous. That's stupid.
Belichick,
that's stupid.
Just like Tom Brady.
What? That is stupid. Tom Brady is playing with good players around him. Bill Belichick has to go out and find those good players to rebuild the Patriots organization. You can't judge this season. Back and forth with those two. And by the way, we all said it before the season began. And now suddenly we're going to come up and change the rules? Move the goalpost? I mean, this is ludicrous. Here's Paul down in Tampa, Florida. Hello, Paul.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Glad hey, good, Paul.
I'm from Boston originally. Moved down here 15 years ago. Never
nice.
Missed
I heard it's warm
that,
down
blah, blah,
there.
Blah, blah, right?
Brady keeps on saying it's warm it. Down there, right? Yeah.
I love it. Love it. Super warm. But, hey, one of the things that you think you're saying is 2 years. Why 2 years? Brady may extend to 4 years.
What?
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Brady may play 4 years, not two.
You never
good
know.
Luck. Good luck with that.
You never know.
That's
good luck.
That's some of the talk down here, buddy. He's going to go 4 years.
Good luck.
That's what we're hearing.
So, next year he plays at 44.
Four years, bud. 4 years.
Sprinkles!
Can you imagine if we're sitting here 3 years from now talking about Brady playing an NFC title game at 46?
Good luck. Good luck with that.
Why are you so confident that Bill's going to be able to rebuild that roster?
Oh, I'm not.
What he's done the last 10 years.
Thing for him to do, and we'll see how it plays out. But I think he's pretty good roster builder. I think he's proven that over the last 20 years.
Not without Tom.
Well, let me ask you this one last question. Who has a better chance to win the Super Bowl this year, the Patriots or the Bucs?
Well, I mean, seeing that the Bucs are in the NFC title game.
Boy, that's a tough one, Paul. I'll have to think
about
that.
I'll have to ask my kid that one.
Give me some time, yeah. Give me some time. We'll try to figure it out. All right, 617-779-7937. Our phone number right here on OMF.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Ordway, Merlone, Fourier. Back to OMF on EEI.
Party people!
Tag team back again.
Check it, direct it, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. DC's in the house, jump, jump, rejoices. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake the dairy, yeah. These three words mean you're getting busy. Whoop, that is Hitman.
Whoop, that is. Whoop, that is. Alright, back to the phone calls here on OMF. Here's a Jeff in Chelmsford. Hello, Jeff. Hello,
thanks
Jeff.
For taking my call.
You got it.
How are you?
Good.
Hey.
Good. So, hey, guys, you know, first of all, I'm very happy for Brady. I thought he played excellent yesterday. But, you know, it seems one of the things that's missing when we're talking about the Pats and their struggles is why didn't Brady and Kraft spend the money to get Brady some good players, some weapons that he could work with?
Well, he did.
And who did he get?
Well, they brought in Antonio Brown. They brought in Josh Gordon before that. They went and traded a second-round draft pick for Mohamed Sanu. They drafted N'Keal Harry in the first round. Everything failed on them, but they went and attempted to do that.
Yeah, but Mohamed Sanu's a has-been. He was, you know, Josh Gordon, he's got a share of troubles. It's almost like, you know, between Kraft and Belichick, they're always looking to get the bargain basement deals on players. Why not spend the money and get the top-tier talent? And, you know, I'll tell you what.
Let's see how that works right now, because it's a good point. Because Chris Godwin, over the last 3 years, right, 4 years, has averaged making, what, less than $1 million. Chris Godwin is going into the free agent pool this offseason. What do you think he's going to be making? And is Tampa Bay going to be willing to give him that money? They
bring
should.
Back AB, you
they
don't
should.
Need him.
Oh, huh? I think Tampa Bay will pay. Sure, they'll pay him. Why wouldn't they? He's done great, because look at the difference between Tom Brady and Jameis Winston.
So what happens is when you start doing that, Jeff, then suddenly you run out of money to go and get other players. So there's a price to be paid for that. I think the biggest problem the Patriots have had is not necessarily spending. It's drafting. N'Keal Harry, as a first-round draft pick, has been a complete bust. Bust. I mean, would they be better off with DK Metcalf right now?
Yes.
Yes. So they've done a poor job in drafting. I think that's the biggest problem. It's not a matter of spending. Here's Matt in Braintree. Hello, Matt.
You know, that was a good point you just brought up, Glenn, about the money. But I'm telling you, if someone told you the a coach got rid of, or not got rid of, pushed out the greatest player of all time to have a season like they just had, you'd call the guy a fraud. And everyone
at age 43. Hold on. At age 43.
Mm-hmm. It's more
yeah,
to
but
it, though.
You have a plan. He had no plan. Yeah.
You do have a plan. Your plan was to start all over again. That was your plan.
No, he's right. He's right. You had no plan at quarterback whatsoever.
Yeah, but it's
but
not
right
usually.
Now,
usually,
right
it's not
now.
Seamless with teams.
No, but there's
when
a
you
plan.
Go from one
it might
quarterback
fail,
to
but
another.
At least there's a plan. Plan.
Yeah, no, I just think. You know, I just think right now Bill Belichick looks fraudulent. But you're right. You need to give him a couple years. Give him a couple years. But right now, he's looking bad right now. This is not a good look on Belichick. Thank you.
Well, but did anybody expect?
I would agree.
Did anybody expect that Bill Belichick was going to have more wins than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this year?
No. But I can almost guarantee you, because I remember having these conversations three, four years ago, of what the team would look like post-Brady. And that Bill would build a roster to be able to win post-Brady with mediocre player quarterback, like middle-of-the-road play. And the roster's pathetic.
Yeah, but I think a
so,
big
I mean,
part
I think
of
that's
what...
a surprise. I think I'm surprised that he didn't build this team. And when Brady left, the roster was good. We just, you know, the quarterback play, they're going to try to fill the gap with, like, a veteran, and they'd still be able to win. They got to grab the quarterback that can't play. And the roster, I think, was worse than the quarterback.
Well, for this year. Well, yeah. Let's see what happens.
Yeah,
so
that's what I'm talking about. The year Brady leaves. I thought they'd be better.
$60 to $80 million next year. We know the situation of guys opting out. I think you need to – how can anybody sit there and judge Brady versus Belichick on the 2020 season? Didn't we all say this before the season began? It's interesting. We all agreed that you can't judge on the 2020 season, that for Belichick, it's a matter of whether he can rebuild his franchise. And now when Brady's having some success, everybody wants to use 2020 as the barometer as to who's more important, Brady or Belichick.
Well, it's obviously Brady.
It just makes no sense that you're using this year as the barometer. Rick's in Lynn right here on OMF.
Hey, Bigo, first-time caller.
Nice to hear from you,
listen,
Rick.
Thank you. Hey, Bigo, the reason I'm calling is because I'm just tired of you guys keep talking about everybody in the station. Nobody has the balls or the courage to say that coach is screwed up. He let Tom Brady go too soon. Oh. He should have paid the guy his 2 years or whatever he needed.
I don't think Lou agrees with that.
I like the chances with any team having Tom Brady there than having any other quarterback. And for that alone, Bill Belichick should have paid the guy. He should have paid the guy, period. He's proven it over and over. Why are we waiting? Until he loses, so you guys feel, oh, yeah, he was right. Come on, guys. Grow some balls and say it. He is screwed up. Period.
I'll try. How do you grow balls? How does that say it the way it is?
First of all, they're always there. They don't grow. They drop.
Really?
It's different. Jesus. Totally different.
What happens when they drop?
Well, you
become a man.
I'll say this. Belichick did Brady a favor. Now, part of that is his own doing. Like, he built a roster that sucked so bad that Brady couldn't possibly have success if he stuck around. So he did him a favor. And Brady saw that and left and went to a team he could have a lot more fun with.
How about them Buccaneers?
So, you know, and a lot of it, again, had to do with the roster that was built the last 2 or 3 years. The lack of weapons around it didn't work out, didn't pan out, and said, if I keep Brady with this group here, what are we?
So, Tom,
why don't you go somewhere else? And I'm not saying he was nice enough about it, but Brady saw that and left.
I think that's the dumbest argument. And Ben Volen not only tweeted it out, but put a whole column together. And he's not sure
not a playoff
why the
team
Patriots,
this year with Tom here.
Right. He's not sure why the Patriots let Tom Brady leave. Does he really believe that Tom Brady would have the type of success that he's having in Tampa Bay here with this roster in this situation in New England? He's out of his mind.
So they couldn't go 11-5?
I don't think they could go 11-5.
Who's he throwing it to?
I think they would have won two more games.
That's why
they would have won two more games.
Well, I gave him four. They're a four-win team. Anywhere Brady goes, whatever their record is, it's four more wins.
No, I don't believe
that.
Not with this roster. No way.
And that's on Bill.
And when you look at the receiving core
alone, had the balls to say it. Sorry, Lou. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to grow.
They don't grow. They're already grown. They just haven't blossomed yet.
All right.
It's crazy.
But you look at Evans, you look at Godwin, you look at Antonio Brown, you look at even Scotty Miller, who had a big catch in that game yesterday. He's been very good for them out of the slot, perfect for what Brady does. And where do the Patriots receivers, where are they on a depth chart with those guys? They're below them. Tight ends, they're below them. I mean, if anybody thinks that Tom Brady here with the New England Patriots would have been a success this year, you're out of your mind. That's why Tom Brady left. He left to go to a more talented roster.
So quick. He would have got old so quick trying to throw to these guys. It would have been awful. I'm glad he left.
Here's a Lupo in New York City. Lupo.
Hey, what's up, brother? How you doing?
What's up?
Lupo. Hi, how you
Lupo.
Doing, brothers? How's everything?
Good, man.
Good. Let me ask you a question. You said Brady wasn't a top 10 quarterback. Who is the 10 quarterback better than Brady?
I'm saying this year I said he was. Yeah, this year I said he was.
No, but what you said, so last year wasn't the top. Who was the top 10 quarterback better than Brady last year then?
Last year, he was, I think he was 14th or 15th in quarterback rating last year.
But you do understand that, I mean, those numbers doesn't tell the whole story.
What he had to deal with, I'll give it to you, you know what I mean? But do you think he was vintage Tom Brady the last 2 years?
His top number one receiver was Julian.
I get it.
But you got to take that into consideration when you're grading the quarterback, don't you? We just talked about it. If Tom Brady was here in New England this year, he would not have been the quarterback he is now.
I'm just saying he was 17th in QBR. So I mean, you know, and he had a 60% completion percentage. We knew he threw the ball away a lot. And I love Tom Brady, but I'm not going to sit there and tell you I think he's a top 10 quarterback, and even in 2018 as well, or 19, he wasn't.
I think he's 9th or 10th in QBR this year.
He wasn't.
What you keep forgetting and leaving out is pedigree. Think those defensive players on defense would have opted out for COVID if Brady was playing?
Yes.
What do you mean? Yes, they had to. You don't think it was coincidence?
They didn't opt out because of Tom Brady.
You think Dante Hightower went home to Mama and said, "You know, if Brady was here, I collect $10 million, but now that Tom's not here, I'm going to pass on it."
Oh, that's idiotic.
They had the most opt outs out of any team. That's not coincidence.
Yeah, because because those guys already had their championship rings. They probably looked at it and said, "This."
I do think it would have been different if Brady was here. I do.
Those guys would have come back.
Yeah,
on the defensive
I do think it would have been different.
Dante Hightower.
Listen, if we've learned anything, that people follow Brady. Just listen to Arians. He's a teacher. He would have explained to those guys how important it was and how cool it would be and how they could all have an unbelievable experience. Yeah, I don't think they opt out. I think Brady, just being in the building, kind of sets the precedent for what everybody else should do.
But I think the three guys that anybody really cared about that opted out, Marcus Cannon's a guy that they thought he was going to retire.
That's different.
Nobody was surprised he opted out. They thought he was going to retire. Dante
Hightower,
same thing.
Hightower?
He gave up $9 million.
And Patrick Chung. These guys are old. They've won championships. You think if Brady was back, Hightower takes his $10 million. He passed up $10 million. Yeah, you think that's because of Brady?
I think that Brady pretty much sends him. I do think there's like this message of just, you know, I don't even know, like faith or we can do it. You know, it's going to be okay. You know, let's all be in it
he
to win it.
Him, right?
No, I mean, he's not Jim Jones, but I think there is a just like the Bucks are like, holy crap. If you were thinking about sitting out and opting out, once you realize Brady was there, you're like, oh, how do I opt back in?
Is that,
you
know, Mark, what? Is that why Marquise Lee opted out?
Yeah.
Who is he?
Come on. Exactly.
Who is that guy?
Yeah.
Who is he?
How about the fullback that never played?
It's a unicorn. They don't exist
anymore. Didn't even know Tom Brady.
He's a typewriter.
Listen, if Hightower were not making an awful lot of money, he might look at it and say, you know, is it really worth it for me to come back for $3 million? Now that Tom Brady's not going to be there, it's $10 million, $10 million. There's no freaking way. He was frightened by COVID. He probably has had his body beaten up the last couple of years, and he probably had some family pressure. Tom Brady didn't influence him there. Here's Nick in Weymouth. Hello, Nick.
Hey, how you guys doing? I think Brady actually has an excellent chance of winning the Super Bowl next. Winning the NFC Championship and possibly winning the Super Bowl, depending on what's up with Kansas City. I think he's acquitted himself very well. I saw one minor mistake yesterday when he could have had Gronk across the goal line there, but he threw it around 9 o'clock. Should have thrown it around 11 o'clock. He would have outreached the guy. He made up for that later on. We did the exact opposite proportion of throw around, I think it was like 1 o'clock, to that other tall receiver. So he took advantage of every move he had.
He took advantage of every. He took advantage of every turnover with great field position that his defense gave him.
He grinded out a game against a very good defense.
That's
what he took out his number one weapon.
That's what he did. He wasn't. You know, this was not. I mean, I think we've seen Tom Brady be vintage Tom Brady. You didn't get vintage Tom Brady yesterday, but Tom Brady was very good and managing the game and all of this other stuff was valuable for them. But really, the Saints or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense forcing the Saints to make mistakes was the difference in the game. Michael's in Boston. Michael, what you got?
Hey, how's it going, guys? This talk about Brady and Belichick being compared to each other, you can never do that because Belichick doesn't throw the ball. Brady doesn't call the plays. Belichick is a phenomenal defensive mind. So you can't do that unless you have Brady coach the Bucs for 1 year and have Belichick throw on pads and throw the ball, then maybe you can do that.
He coached this year, according to Bruce Arians. He was the coach this past year.
That's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous comment. The only way, what is it? What is this, like a Disney movie? Like you're switching bodies? We're going to run into each other and like, I'm you, you're me? That would actually be kind of cool. I would watch that.
And the only other thing that bothers me about Belichick is, correct me if I'm wrong, a few years back, Brady took less money to keep, I think it was Edelman, correct? And yet Belichick is collecting $25 million a year. Why couldn't Belichick give up a couple million so that last year they could have went on and got maybe a half-decent receiver?
It doesn't affect the salary cap. So it doesn't affect anything. The only thing that happens if Belichick takes less money is Kraft doesn't have to spend as much money. But it doesn't affect the team roster because he's not part of the cap number. So the coaches are not part of the cap number. It's not included. And we don't know what he's making, but – would it surprise anybody if he's making that much, like over $20 million bucks? And would he be worth it? Would a coach be worth that type of money?
Yes. You won seven games with that group.
He's worth it. I mean, I'm not going to bitch about his salary.
No, I mean, but I've heard people say this, that that way they could have saved money and put it elsewhere. You can't do that. You can't move that money elsewhere. Here's Rocco, the Rocco from Saugus. Hey, Rocco.
Hey guys, what's up?
What do you say, Rocco?
I want to talk about Brady yesterday, but first things first, Uncle Louie, man, what's going on? I haven't heard from you since like November, bro. I don't even get a text through the holidays. Not even a bottle of white wine, nothing, bro. Like I kind of want to introduce you to my new girlfriend, Samantha. She's from Brazil. She's from Framingham.
Well, the way it all works, you call us. We communicate.
I'm at Walmart, Uncle Louie.
We communicate.
Yeah, I mean, like, yo, listen. That Walmart, you know what I mean? I'm going to do every guy listening a favor. Go to Walmart and frame him. You're welcome.
Okay.
But anyway, I want to talk about Brady. Yesterday? Listen, yesterday.
Come on, let's go. Let's go. Spanish Frankenstein. Let's get to it.
You're Frankenstein, AC Slater. Well, your hairline's all gone, bro. Just let it go.
Hey, only for a small period
of time, Rocco.
It's almost. I'm gonna have it back. Rocco, come on, let's go.
Running out of time, buddy.
Listen, Brady almost threw three picks yesterday, right? Am I right or am I wrong? He almost threw three picks. He wasn't that great yesterday, but you know what? I'm happy for him.
Yeah, one of them he got a break and hit the ground. Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm so happy for him. I'm just worried for next week, man, because Rodgers is playing out of this world, guys.
Okay, all right. I swear to God, Rocco just wants to call just so he can connect with Louie.
He likes to connect with Louie. He likes to try to rip me.
That's my boy. Right there, Spanish Frankenstein.
I'm really getting sick of being teased by him.
He like spends a minute.
Best line of callers ever had on this show.
It's a great line. It is a great line.
It's really good.
Or he wastes a minute just trying to connect with Louie, and then after that, he's like lost. He's like lost all of his steam. He's got nothing left.
He just wanted to tell Louie he had a new girlfriend and to support small business, apparently.
Okay, sounds good. I have barstool fun.
We'll take one more. Here's David in New Hampshire. What do you got, Dave?
Hey, just wanted to touch base on what you guys were talking about with the whether or not Super Bowl or bust and all that. And I think it's not Super Bowl or bust, and the reason I say that is because everybody keeps saying that they're all in. And if they have available cap this year still and next year, plus haven't used all the draft picks, then they're not really all in. Top of that is if the whole franchise and whether or not it's a success, if they're making money, so if they, for the franchise, they make money with bringing Brady there, then that's also a success in that side because
no fans
their business
this year.
Made money.
Yep. We had fans. We made money this year. Oh, our marketing was improved. When did we ever say that here in New England? When did we ever sit there and say, oh, isn't it great?
You got to stop comparing it to New England.
All I heard for 10 years
you sat there all off season saying that this was a marketing thing.
Mm-hmm. No, I agreed that they did. They were going to get something out of it from a marketing standpoint.
You said the reason why they did it is for marketing reasons.
For dollars.
All off season.
Jerseys.
But you don't lose by doing that, Lou. The problem is if you don't win the whole thing and you go back to square one 2 years from now and are you down to 1 year from now, where are you?
You're like every other team that has a window to win. Now, their window, obviously, because they're such a crappy franchise, they brought a quarterback in.
That's it.
I think he can play two more years.
That he can play two more years?
Yeah. I think he can play two more years.
Wow. Then you're going to be wrong because you were the one that thought he was going to have the shortest run.
I can handle being wrong.
A couple years ago.
Yeah, I can handle being wrong for this guy because nobody thought he was going to be able to do this. 43 years old?
One quick thing before we break. Sorry about that. According to Mike Florio, this is a report from back in December. There's been a growing sense in league circles in recent weeks that Bucks ownership views getting Brady back for a second season as a critical piece of their financial picture.
Yeah, because they didn't have any fans.
True.
They got no fans this year, so they got nothing.
So
out
they
of
want to get the financial
standpoint.
You know,
what did they get out of
when it's all said and done? They got a damn good deal on him.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They did. Oh yeah, for that money. I mean, look at where they are. The organization.
As a team,
what is?
I'm curious to know. Like, I mean, maybe we'll do this tomorrow. How much does the team? How much extra does the team make by going to the playoffs? Second, I know what the players make, but I'm curious to know how much extra money do the teams make? Just TV money by actually making it to the playoffs.
We'll do it tomorrow. We'll figure it out.
Somebody do the math.
See if you can find it.
Tyler, get on that.
We'll find it. We'll get it.
I'm on it.
This hour of OMF brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, locations in Dedham, right next door to Legacy Place, Salem, New Hampshire, or online at northeastmenshealth.com. One WEEI host verbally unraveled in the middle of a thought this weekend. And, of course, we're going to play it to embarrass him. It's coming up next.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go. Good.
Last Call.
You know, it's really about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Heads down, the stretch
they come. Would you get a f***ing in?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
All brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. Stop me if you've heard this one before, but Wiggy screwed up a sentence.
No.
Again.
Yosemite?
Shocker. Yeah, shocker, I know. He's co-hosting NFL Sunday with Gary Tengwin yesterday. What happened to you, Foyer?
Season's over.
Show? Your name is still on the billboard. Now.
I get top billing. It's part of my contract.
Even though you're not there,
even though
you're
not there,
part of the show?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah,
you'll be shocked. Jermaine tried to use a quote, by the way, that he personally uses all the time. They're talking about pressure on whatever, and he said, when the lights get bright, the booty hole gets tight. At least that's what he tried to say. It came out like this.
I think the Saints kind of have their number. And they've rent space, and the Bucks head and the Bucks team is in a position where they've never been in this before. Now, I know Brady has.
Well, Gronk has.
All right, well, I give you Gronk, but the rest of those guys haven't been there defensively, offensively. Those coaches haven't been there. So they're going to be, you know, we like to say this in the NFL. But the brighter the lights, the brighter the lights. You hearing me?
I'm hearing you.
You hearing me?
I preach. Preach,
you
Wiggs.
Hearing me?
He forgot what it
the
is.
The brighter the lights, the tighter the booty hole gets. Brighter the lights.
I thought it would rhyme.
No.
You got to make it rhyme.
Does it have to rhyme?
Why, the brighter the lights,
the tighter the booty holes get.
Sphincter tightens up a little bit.
So you think he forgot it? He was trying to remember?
I think he was.
That's exactly
he
what
was,
it was.
He was buying himself some time.
Time, yep. Yep.
So he can, by the lights.
That's him going, please, thought, brain, next one. Yeah. I'm looking around. I don't recognize any of these landmarks.
But the brighter the lights, the brighter the lights.
Oh, please, God, I can't remember.
You hearing me?
I think it's just ended
you
there.
You hearing me?
I preach. Preach,
you hearing me?
Jermaine,
the brighter the lights.
Index cards, babe. Just have it all written down so you can just flash them in front of you. Hi, Mutt.
Did you pickle them?
Yeah.
What do you mean, cut them off?
Oh, Mutt.
What up, Mutt? Was it Targots? Targets, Glenn. How do you say that word?
Targets.
I messed up anyway.
Targets.
I don't know what that's like messing up words in the radio.
Eight targets or something like that.
Targets. We will talk football tonight.
the GOAT, Tom Brady, with an excellent win yesterday. Good try today, Lou, with these two idiots. Trying to explain
what do you mean
the failure.
What do you mean
thank you, Mark.
You know, so you disagree with somebody and you call
something
them
called
an idiot?
For?
Look at what that's.
Are you coming
it's,
here just like
I think
very
it's accurate.
Cold
I listened for 4 hours today.
I think
very
it's accurate.
Called for all four today.
Yeah. Look at you, boys. So loyal.
Excellent show. We'll do it with Andy Hart. Who will be in here. Who wrote good. About Tom Brady today on WEEI.com. We'll pick through the weekend that was football between now and 10 o'clock.
Good. All right, Andy Hart and one idiot coming up next.
The Pilgrims came in through Florida.
They did. Very important.
All right, boys. See you tomorrow, 2 p.m.
Yes, sir.
We do it all over again. Have a great night, everyone. Stay safe out there.
You think Tom Brady is a $30 million a guy year?